Zay, I know the outcome wasn't what you guys wanted, but how proud are you of the way the defense stepped up the physicality in the second half last week and were able to get some big fourth down stops?
Honestly, it was awesome to see. Just see the guys go out there and really fight, you know, lay everything out on the line for each other. It was huge to see. And, you know, that's a testament just to how our defense is and the kind of mentality that we come with when we want to, you know. So it was really good to see.
Obviously, being the last regular season game and senior week, what's this journey been like for you and the way that this senior class has kind of helped this program have such success this year?
You know, coming into this last game, it's crazy because you never think it's going to happen, you know, especially for me. Like, man, this is my sixth season of college football, you know, so I guess just to see, you know, how far I've came, how far, you know, even the guys that I'm with, playing with, you know, the other guys like Tyra Batty, Blake Mangelson, John Nelson, the rest of the seniors on the team, you know, this game is going to mean a lot, right? Everything that we've prepared for, everything that we've done throughout our whole career has come to this exact game, this very moment, right? So, like I said, it's crazy that it's here already, but, you know, it's cool, man. We get to go out there and really play our game and lay it all out on the line once again.
Isaiah, obviously, senior day, what's the emotion going to be like as you walk out on that field at Lavelle Edwards Stadium on Saturday night?
Well, first and foremost, Lavelle Edwards Stadium, that's my last game there, man, and that in itself is already crazy. You know, it's a feeling like no other, truthfully, just running out from the tunnel into that field, man, and having the crowd there, the fans, the atmosphere, you know, this is truly euphoric. So it's going to be one to remember, and, you know, I'm going to try my best to soak it all in every second I get, man, you know, because it's important. And I've had some wonderful memories there, man, some super highs moments, some, you know, unfortunately low moments as well. But, you know, it's all part of the story, man. I'm just grateful that I get the opportunity to be a part of it.
And looking at on the film, I know it's early in the week, but what do you see from Houston on tape offensively?
Yeah, I mean, they got a good offense, man. Obviously, you know, they got some talented players, and especially when they play some higher competitive level, you know what I'm saying, some pretty good teams, they play to that level. And so they show up, man, and so we're excited that we can go out there and show up as well and, you know, see if we can get that last W under our belt, man.
Thanks, Jake. We'll take our next questions from Jay Drew and then Sean Walker.
Yeah, Isaiah, I was going to ask you what has already been asked about your emotions on senior night, but is there a memorable play? What kind of stands out in your mind as maybe one of your favorite moments at LES in your career?
Yeah, honestly, there's a lot of great moments I've had at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, being a part of part of this program and also being on the other side. You know, I've had some great memories. So I think my most recent favorite one, though, is for sure the Oklahoma State game at the end. You know, we were clawing and, you know, scratching for that W, man, for it to come down to the last second, you know, and it was incredible. You know, the atmosphere, just the feeling of the guys, you know. And it was cool because it was a moment that I've never had before, especially just as a collective, you know, everybody on the sideline kind of just, well, not kind of, definitely believing and, you know, keeping the confidence up and till the very last second of the game, right? It was something that, you know, what football is all about. And truthfully, it was kind of like a movie, man. So that's definitely up there for me.
Zay, you touched on this. I'm glad you mentioned that last part about how you've been a part of some pretty special moments at LES, even not necessarily wearing Cougar blue. Because Could you have imagined going back, I mean, to 2019 or the 2020 season, that you would be celebrating senior day at BYU wearing that blue and white?
Man, if you would have asked me during those years if I knew I was going to be here, I'd be like, you're crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's... Like I said earlier, man, I'm so blessed, beyond blessed, to be here and be a part of this wonderful program. And, man, I'm truly honored that I get to finish my college football career here. You know, it's crazy. Like you said, back then, man, especially coming from Boise State, you know, we it's not really the best relationship, you know what I'm saying, between programs and communities. So it's but I'm definitely glad to be on this side for sure to finish off.
Well, kind of on that note, if I gave you a time machine and I let you go back in time to talk to a little 16 or 17 year old kid in Lethbridge who was about to make a college decision, I think you were looking at places like UConn and UMass and eventually you signed with Boise State, like you mentioned, before winding up at BYU. What would be the number one thing you would, the number one piece of advice, I guess, you would give that teenager from Lethbridge?
100%. The number one advice that I give them, truthfully, is to just trust in the process, man. Trust God and trust in the plan that, you know, you have set for yourself and that he has set for you. Everything's going to work out. And it's crazy because to come from the places I did to make it to where I'm at now, you know, it's beating a lot of odds, right? It's coming from a different country, playing a different style of football, all different kinds of things, doing different ways to get recruited, different routes and all of the above, you know. So it takes faith to go through all that, you know what I'm saying, and to make it to where I have came so far, you know what I'm saying. And so, just to trust in God and trust in yourself, man, trust in your ability and that, you know, whatever happens, everything will be all right, everything will work out, and you'll get what you deserve if you put the work in for it.
That's great advice. Okay, we'll take our last questions from Mitch Harper.
As a what's next after, you know, obviously you hope to have a lot more football games left ahead of you this season, but what's some of the goals that you have, whether football wise or beyond football, after your days at BYU are done?
Yeah, I mean, after this season, man, I'm gonna go out and train. I'm still looking for a little spot to call home for the next few months, but I'm gonna go train and continue to pursue my dreams of playing professional football, man, whether that's, you know, here in the United States or up north of the border, man. Regardless, this isn't my last ride in this game, this wonderful game, man. So, yeah.
So whether NFL or CFL, then
yes, sir.
That's what you're referring to. That could be an option for you.
Yes, sir, 100%. But like I said, my eyes are set, man. I'm focused. You know, of course, I'm finishing this season, but that's my plan after this, is to continue playing football, man.